This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can ask what happens now in a policy sense until you're blue in the face. It's not until you talk to actual people about how that policy works in practice that you get a sense of what it really means. So with that, two interviews now. First, immigration. It was a big issue for the president-elect during his campaign. And we were out last month talking to farmers about immigration and their businesses, agriculture being almost entirely dependent on immigrant labor. One of those farmers was a guy by the name of Rod Farrow. He employs 100 or so immigrants under what's known as the H-2A Guest Worker Program, most of those workers from Mexico. He runs Lamont Fruit Farm up in Waterport, New York, and I asked him to start things off how the election's going to affect him.
I guess that's all yet to be determined. Before the election, I was certainly, my thought process was that a Democratic victory would give us the best chance of moving towards an improved guest worker program. This is all going to unfold, hopefully, fairly quickly because we have a dysfunctional guest worker program at the moment.
When you walk around the orchards the last day or two, what are folks saying? What are all your workers saying?
This fear of what may happen on the immigration program, and certainly all of our workers who come through the H-2A program return to Mexico, so are a little less impacted by the threats of the immigration changes. But certainly it impacts family members that are here, and that's concerning for them.
What happens to your business, to your orchards and your farms, if immigration doesn't somehow get straightened out in the next 4 years? And we should say it hasn't been straightened out for many years before that, too.
At this point in time, we have no pool of what would be classified as illegal immigrants to work on our farms in this area. So we're all forced into working with the H-2A program, which is beneficial for us and the people that happen to come.
Yeah. So, there are those who will listen to this interview, sir, and hear you say if we didn't have illegal immigration, we'd be done for. And they will say, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
No. I guess misframed that question. We don't have any of the supposed 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States currently working on farms in this area, or very few of them. They've been removed from the area or pushed to other areas because we're close to the Canadian border. We have a very large presence of ICE and Customs and Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm. I can tell by your accent, sir, that you are not originally from the States.
I am not. I'm an immigrant myself who came here in 1986.
So talk to me for a second about this election just in your own personal terms.
I'm hopeful from the standpoint that what happened was the voice of the people of the United States being heard through a democratic process, and that this kind of a change will hopefully be regarded in Washington as earth-shattering and get them to actually do their job and govern both parties, that is, rather than having this standstill, which makes it very, very difficult to be a businessman.
That's Rod Farrow. He is the owner of Lamont Fruit Farm up in Waterport, New York. Mr. Farrow, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.